beginning tonight in the nation's capital. Cole Reagan's on the bump. And you said it in passing yesterday, and you're like, you said, hey, tomorrow start. Fully agree with you. I also just think tonight will tell us if they have a chance to just recover. Like, a win, duh, they need the win. But I'm just talking, Cody, just the whole vibe of the team this evening in D.C. Does the offense show any sign of life? Got to see a little bit. That I mean, you need the win because of Cole Reagan's and you're playing a bad Nats team, and there's only six games left, so duh. But I just feel like even if you were to somehow lose tonight, but like I need something from offense. But if it's a four-hit night of one run, no, they're screwed. Like, tonight has to have some life from the offense in a sign that there was a reset or whatever the hell it was. We were in our meeting yesterday after the show, and I told you guys, and I'm like, I don't normally buy into the team meeting stuff. I know we talk so much about Ibanez and the team meetings back in 13, 14,
closed
or whatever.
Door meeting.
Normally, I roll my eyes at it. I'm like, how much does that help? But I am kind of stunned. I haven't heard anything about, well, they had a closed door meeting. I'm not even saying that solves everything, but I'm actually kind of stunned. And then we were talking more with our boss about it. We're like, who would even give that meeting right now?
Before, I would have said Vinny.
Who's that guy
now?
Can you
give that meeting if you're currently hurt? Maybe. I don't really care.
Tommy Pham hadn't been on the team long enough. He's not playing well right now. Salvador Perez, we know, like, in general, the way the locker room and clubhouse is split is just a little bit different dynamic there. And so I don't know who that individual is.
It should be Bobby Witt.
It should, but that's not his personality, typically.
I know, but wouldn't it, you know, it's like the quiet guy in the office when he finally speaks up. And Bobby leads by his play, and we know that that's been the case. Yeah. But it's probably time to just like stand in front of everyone and be like, we're fixing this tonight. Because yes, I'm not using this as hyperbole or to get you to listen to the 96.5 The Fan later where this game will be on. This is a playoff game tonight. Not by like, this is a damn playoff game tonight. You should treat it as such. If your starter's got the bases loaded in the fifth inning and you got Erceg up to take on the number one hitter, fine. If you got a pinch hit for someone late, pinch run, do what, like, you better do anything you can to win this game tonight. As far as I'm concerned, this is a one-game wild card game like 2014, and you got to win this one under any circumstances. You can't let the streak continue. Under any circumstances, you cannot let that streak continue. You have to win this game by all means necessary. The final six games are essentially like a playoff series. I think they're all probably going to have that feeling. But at the very least, and at the most probably, this one matters more than any of the other ones. Tonight, I'm watching this with bated breath, every single pitch, like I'm watching a game in the middle of October, like they need this damn thing to not get eliminated from the postseason. Because, and look, you're going to have even more evidence. Guess who plays today at noon? The Tigers. The Tigers' record for today will be in there. So whether they win, and they're now a half game up on your ass, or they lose, and all of a sudden you're a half game up on them and can get yourself a game on the Tigers and a game on the Twins, everything's going to be on the line tonight. And you know why it's extra that way? Because Cole damn Reagan's is on the mound for your team. I might feel different. Maybe I wouldn't speak this way if it was Michael Lorenzen on the bump tonight. It's not a knock on him. But because of everything you need, and it's Cole Reagan's on the mound, you have to win.
Well, I think the who's on the mound, I would have valued that more a couple weeks ago, but they've had those guys on the mound during this losing streak, and it hasn't mattered. Yeah. We joked yesterday, like they could have had Maddox, Pedro Martinez, Randy Johnson, any whoever you consider to be all-time greats on the mound during this losing streak, and it wouldn't have mattered. They haven't scored. The offense has been asleep. They have not hit with runners in scoring position. How many double plays have they had over the last seven games during this streak? Bases loaded a couple times during this streak, popping out in the infield. So it's not so much the starting pitching. I agree with you. Like, yes, great that they have Reagan's on the mound tonight. It makes you feel better about the situation. But it's not like he hasn't pitched during this losing streak as well. It is all about the offense. It sets the tone if you can go out there and have a strong pitching performance. But it really is, if there was ever a time to find a way to also early on in a game, snap out of it. Because I'm telling you, if it's the seventh inning, and I don't even care if it's nothing, because Reagan's is pitching great. If it's the seventh inning and this team has two hits and no runs, and they're playing the Nats, how does it not creep into your mind again if you're these guys?
Creep?
They're still humans.
It would be all through my brain, like brainwashed at that point.
Whereas, it almost feels like it almost has to be one of the first two or three innings of this game to break loose, string a couple hits together, get on the board, and take a deep breath. It's not, a win is a win if you find it to snap the streak, but I don't know, man. If it's the seventh or eighth inning and it's the same offensive struggles, even in a scoreless game or a tie game, obviously at 0-0 in this scenario, I think it won't matter. You mentioned the Tigers, and I get it. The Tigers, of course, are right behind them as well. I still think it's ultimately about what the Twins and the Royals do. To me, it's which one of them is going to suck less during these final six games for our spot. Now, if you want the second wild card spot, then yes, you not only have to win, but you also need to keep an eye on what the Tigers are doing. We know the Royals have the tiebreaker. But to me, it's the Twins. They have been horrific as well. And so what are the Twins doing? They're six. Do the Twins snap out of it? They're having the same conversation in Minneapolis. Do the Royals snap out of it and put some more pressure on the Twins? The pressure's already there. So I'm watching the Tigers today as well, but I also think in terms of an actual playoff spot, are the Twins going to find a way to go 5-1 in their final six, or 4-2 in their final six, or are they going to be 2-4 in their final six and the Royals can just be 500, 3-3 and stay alive? Because that might be the formula that it takes.
And I don't understand this sentiment at all from the 816. Why are we wanting them to make the postseason so bad? We all know damn good and well they won't go far in the postseason if they make it. First off, I don't care about how far they go in the postseason as it relates to them making it. They haven't made the postseason in 9 years. Just making the postseason this year was always a massive success and would have been considered a massive success. That's every playoffs. So just every team who thinks they can't win at all just root for not being in the postseason? And also, the postseason is a weirdo, nonsensical fiction land in which previous results don't actually determine what you do in the postseason. And if for some reason they can hit when they get to the postseason, even a little, their pitching could still carry. But I just don't agree with the sentiment. You should never be rooting for a team. This isn't the NFL where your draft pick is better because you don't make the postseason. There is no harm in you making the postseason and losing immediately, other than the fact you actually made the damn postseason. They've only made it, what, four times in my whole life?
Right.
1985 when I was one, 2014, 23 times, 2015. Three times in my whole life? I'll take a fourth. Thanks. I don't care.
Right. Got to get in the dance, but then see what happens. We've seen stranger things happen in sports, especially baseball, in a wild card weekend, a wild card series. Now it's not one game, as we know. It's a best of three. We've seen crazy things happen. Get in, and then honestly, you get in, and then this losing streak doesn't mean a damn thing anymore. And that's the beautiful thing. If they can somehow find a little bit of life during these final six, then you truly can have the deep breath and say, hey, we played like crap the last month. That doesn't matter anymore. Just like, you know, you want to have momentum. Sure, you prefer that going to the postseason. But what the Tigers are doing, ultimately come playoff time, what they've done the last month won't matter in that first series. You know, so get in. Got to find a way to get in. And yeah, tonight is massive.